what did I bring my phone and my template over?
You're very prepared today.
I'm very, very prepared. I'm really not, but I just am appearing that I'm prepared.
You guys, we're excited because today's video is brought to you by the good folks at AMAC. And if you don't know what AMAC is, it's the conservative alternative to AARP, which is the...
It's way better.
So much better because AMAC, like, actually does all the things... like support conservative causes where AARP just sends you fancy shiny mailers in the mail that you don't want and that you throw away immediately. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get yourself a membership to AMAC, you can do that.
You can do it. Go to amac.us/chicks.
Because we have a thing.
It's a thing. We have a thing.
You're
going
to even like see our little happy faces on their website
AMAC
when you do that.
amac.us/chicks.
I am in the best mood today.
She's in a really good mood, you guys.
I mean, everything just made me so happy. Like, for example, if you did not see Trump dancing at last night's rally in Orlando.
He dances like my dad.
You guys.
Yeah.
Immediately go to our website and watch it because it, I found myself beaming at it. Like, literally beaming with glee at just how he does his little...
He does, like, the white man's overbite dance.
It's not even that it's like, sophisticated.
Yeah, yeah, it's great, though. It's really great.
It's so
like
cute.
Every middle-aged, over middle-aged, every, like, sort of heading into elderly white man's dance.
It's adorable,
it's
you
how
guys.
How they dance.
And he's in the best mood, you know what I mean? Like, he's feeling so good, mm-hmm. and he's like, I'm immune to the virus now, and I'm going to kiss everyone in the audience.
New lease on life.
I'm going to kiss all the men, and I'm going to kiss the beautiful women. I'm going to kiss everybody, he said.
Yeah.
And so, of course, the liberal media is mad, and like Allison Camerota said on her broadcast.
She's sexually assaulted. She feels sexually assaulted.
She was like, I thought when Trump got COVID mm-hmm. that he would understand the gravity of it, but instead he's just doubled down his irresponsibility.
You can't be happy. You can't be happy after COVID.
You can't. She goes, and then, you know, at his rally, he's threatening to force unwanted kisses on the whole.
You can't do that. You can't do that onto people. You can't. You can't force unwanted kisses on them.
How does she know? How does she know that they're unwanted?
Do these people have, like, do they have giant plugs just shoved right up their backside?
Yes!
These people have zero senses of humor.
Is that, like, one of the symptoms of TDS is actually having a plug?
If you have a plug shoved up your ass, you may be a liberal.
I mean, we really do need the drug companies to step up.
My God.
And it's create like, a pill for this.
It's just stop it.
Out of control.
Stop it. Are you that unhappy and miserable? For crying
out
loud.
They are. Did you see how miserable Jim Acosta was, too? Literally, the entire crowd of people is screaming, CNN sucks! Right behind him.
Because they do.
It was great.
I mean, that's just a fact.
It's just a fact.
Live with the facts, Jim. Go write it in your diary.
Someone posted a picture, too, of him, like, in one of those N95 masks, like, as he's doing his report or whatever, and then the second that he's not, he takes it off, and then promptly tweets about how everyone in the crowd isn't wearing a mask. I mean, it's just, the media, they hate him so much.
They're so unhappy.
I think that's why I was beaming so hard. Like, I was watching the dancing and thinking, this infuriates the media and liberals so much that it made me smile harder.
Well, because people on our side of the aisle are just generally happier people.
I think that's true.
God, they're so unhappy. What's it like to be that miserable all the time?
I don't know why you would be that way.
I don't understand it either.
I have zero desire to be that way.
It's like the day of rage.
Oh my God.
What is that?
We didn't even know that was happening until during our show yesterday. We were like, what? This is the day of rage?
I thought that the entire past, like, 4 years has been a day of rage for these people. It started with that woman that's like, ah, screaming at the sky. Is that a woman?
I want that to be the thumbnail.
Is that a woman? Or is that a man?
That's questionable.
That person, I think, is... its name is Pat.
the one that has like the hat and the yellow coat.
You know what we're talking about. The meme. The person who became a meme mm-hmm. before that one chick was in the car screaming.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the and there's I think they have glasses on. And
yeah, and it's screaming.
Just like they're,
it's screaming at the sky.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect meme, the perfect representation of liberals and how much rage they have. And then
so
that
much rage.
And that became a day of rage. I mean, they've been raging since he got into office. This is what they do. They just rage.
But like yesterday's day of rage was a very specific rage
because
day.
It was organized.
Well, because it was it had a very specific purpose, which was to be ragey about the fact that there was a Columbus Day. So remember, it was like the Indigenous People Day of Rage.
Did
or
they
whatever.
Serve snacks
while they were ripping down statues?
They were
of
raging.
Lincoln.
I know. Right? I know. Right? Why are you pissed off at Lincoln
and Roosevelt?
What did Lincoln
what
do? What did Lincoln do to you?
Lincoln
did good things.
Apparently, my husband was telling me last night that in addition to being mad about like Columbus and the fact that the day is named Columbus Day, which, by the way, most of these clowns took off anyway.
Right?
Because you got to have a national holiday.
I know.
But be mad about it.
To go rage.
Right.
Yeah.
So somebody was asked by a reporter, you know, why are you tearing down this statue? Like, why are you so upset today? And they said, and I'm not making this up, climate change.
What?
Because of course you're going to rip down an Abraham Lincoln statue when you're mad about the weather.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
I just... What is even happening, you guys? The world is crazy. It's crazy. It is crazy town.
Have fun with your unhappiness. People are mad that Gal Gadot is
playing... Gadot.
No,
it's Gadot.
No, it's Gadot. Gadot.
Gadot.
But you pronounce the T.
Gadot.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Gal, Wonder Woman.
It's she's Galen.
Whatever. She's playing Cleopatra.
And she's perfect, right? I mean, she looks
Well, I mean, she's
perfect.
A perfect specimen of a woman, right? I mean, if you look at her, you're just like, she has zero flaws. She's perfect to play Cleopatra. I mean, who wouldn't want... If I were Cleopatra, I'd be like, yeah, I want her to play me. Somebody asked Cleopatra what she thinks, and she's probably like, yeah, that's good. I'm fine with her playing me. I mean, for crying out loud. And so they're like, no, she's not brown enough or whatever. It's like cultural.
It's the dumbest.
Everybody sucks right now. Everybody's so mad because it's like if you are having a trans character, that person playing the trans character has to be trans because there's no such thing as acting anymore. Right? You got to have, like, the exact person to play that person.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
So dumb.
Whatever happened to acting?
Did you guys watch the hearing yesterday or the beginning of the hearing? The Democrats were just, they had absolutely no interest in her or her qualifications. They just wanted to be there to bitch about the process. And so that's what they did. They just wasted a lot of... I don't even know why we're allowing this. Like, why doesn't Mitch McConnell just say, you know what? F this. You guys are just grandstanding. We're just going to take a vote. Because we already know the outcome of this entire charade. So let's just get to the outcome and just be done with all this bullcrap.
My favorite was Kermit the Frog.
What did he do?
He was
Cory?
Cory Booker. She does a really good Cory Booker.
Cory Booker?
Yeah. He's Kermit the Frog, you
He
guys.
Does sound so... He just over-enunciates everything weird Kermit way.
Yeah, he was just like the people get to decide. The people get to decide. I'm probably paraphrasing because, you know, he was ridiculous. He said it three times.
Yeah.
Trying to be all
Spartacus.
And then you're like, but we did decide.
I know.
We did.
We chose the president. We
so
picked the Senate.
We did that. So shut up. you look ridiculous. You really look ridiculous.
It's so dumb.
They all are trying to get their sound bites and their 15 minutes of fame, or I don't even, their 1 minute of fame, their big Twitter sound bite. And they just all look like toddlers. It's just ridiculous. Just do your job. Earn your money. We
for
all
real.
Hate you. It's just like you are so disliked.
For real. They
God.
Really are.
It's like you'd never make it in the real world. This is why everybody doesn't like you, okay? You would have been fired in the public sector.
And I know they
in
all
the
have...
I'm sorry, in the private sector.
I know they all have prepared statements, right? I mean, I know that. So it's not like, you know, it should have been a surprise to anyone that they would read statements and that they would be reading their little speeches or whatever. But Kamala decided to do her statement, like, from her office.
Oh, my God. It was
and
so
it
teleprompter-y.
Was so, yeah, and so she did it with a teleprompter, and it was so... awkward. Yeah. And I don't know. I think it's because you expect at this point, because she's so prosecutory, that you expect...
That's the universal term. Prosecutory, if you guys didn't know, that's what that means.
That's a hand signal.
In case you guys don't know sign language. I'm sure that deaf people out there are like, that is not at all.
Prosecutory.
That's not at all what that is, Mock. It's not what that means.
You know what I mean? She's so good at, like, she really is, as much as I can't stand her, she really is good at being prosecutory. And I thought she would do that in her opening statement. But I guess she's been too busy campaigning that she didn't actually put together her own statement. She probably had staff put it together for her. And that's why it sounded so overly scripted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, God. You could tell she was reading it and not well.
It was just...
It was bad.
It wasn't good, you guys.
No, it was really bad. Yeah, Klobuchar was unhinged.
And so extra shaky.
Yeah.
She was really
She's
trembling.
Like a really trembled chihuahua.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was extra chihuahua-y.
Yeah, she was. Hashtag chihuahua-y. Make that trend on Twitter.
Right, I'm
chihuahua-y.
Sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of things trending on Twitter... right now.
And isn't that cultural appropriation, her trying to be a chihuahua?
I don't think she's trying. That's the part.
Okay.
That's where you
I
give
feel
her
like
a pass.
She's trying to be Hispanic by trying to be a chihuahua.
I think it's
Somebody
very
unintentional. Somebody needs to call her out on Twitter. Somebody needs to call her out.
It's very unintentional.
That's cultural. It's like not only is she trying to be canine, but she's trying to also be a Hispanic canine. Feel like that's cultural appropriation.
It would be if, in fact, she meant to do it. But this is very
How do you know she's not trying to be that way?
Because everybody makes fun of her for
Who
it.
Who doesn't want to be a Hispanic canine? I ask you.
They are one of my least favorite canines, no
I know, me too. I mean, if you were going to be a dog, what would you be? You'd be a lab.
I'd be a lab, yeah, absolutely.
I would obviously be an Afghan hound. I would.
You totally would be,
I would
an,
be
Afghan.
An Afghan. Hound.
Oh my God, that's so perfect.
I don't even know where that came from, but I would
but
be.
But somehow it is exactly right.
I feel like I would be an Afghan.
I
hound.
Do too.
Or an Irish setter.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. those both are good.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to lean towards the Afghan.
Yeah,
though.
Even though I have Great Danes, I feel like that's, I would lean towards.
Like if you were going to be a dog.
I think I'd want to be an Afghan hound just because I have hair envy, you know? A little bit of hair
envy. It
would
be your chance
it would
to
be
have...
To this silky smooth hair that I've always wanted. You know?
I don't know how we got off on this tangent.
Yeah.
Oh, Klobuchar. Klobuchar being a chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's a total chihuahua. But anyway, the hearings continue. And after watching Amy Coney Barrett's opening statement, I feel like she's just going to be like, whatever. I'm prepared for any of your bullcrap.
Yeah.
Because I just don't see
she's
her as someone
amazing.
Who's very... She's very
unflappable.
Yeah,
she's not going to be. She will not be shaken and stirred.
No, she will not. She just won't have it.
No.
Because she had her mask on as required the entire time.
Come out her bra.
And what was it, like 5 or 6 hours she had to have that thing
Did
on.
You hear that on Twitter there are women who are actually coming at her for wearing a dress?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, there's a woman on Twitter. There are a couple women on Twitter. Like, all these, I think they're, like, liberal feminists who are, like, She wore a dress that was inappropriate.
Why?
This is what women do, like liberal
women. What should
women.
She have worn?
A suit.
Oh, my God.
Because she's a lawyer, and she is, like, at that level, and she should have worn a suit. What the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know.
She looked fabulous in that dress. That dress was great. And she should be able to wear a dress if she wants to wear a dress.
Do we not get to wear what we want?
I thought it's, like...
As long as it's, you know, professional looking.
Yeah, she looked very professional. I thought she looked fantastic. You know, this is what they're going after because they can't find anything else
That's pathetic.
Yeah, this is what they're doing. So they're going after what she wore.
We need to talk about AMAC.
We're going to talk about AMAC.
So AMAC.
You go, girl. Get it.
If you don't know what AMAC stands for, it stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens. Now, we are members.
Which is crazy because we're
crazy.
Really not that mature.
I think that they mean like an actual age of maturity and not emotional maturity.
All right, I mean, well, we fit the bill there. I mean, but with the age thing, we're right there. Just maturity.
But you guys, AMAC, which you should be a member of because they are the conservative alternative to AARP.
Yes,
and you don't want
they
anything
are.
To do with AARP.
No.
All they do is send you fancy mailings.
AARP. Yeah.
And so AMAC recently promoted this bill in Congress that would change the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 that would remove the inclusion of Social Security Tier 1 railroad retirement benefits in an individual's taxable gross income.
That's not,
So, you know what AMAC did? They took action, because that's what they do.
Yeah, they do.
They don't just send you the fancy mailers. They actually support and lobby for conservative causes. Mm-hmm. And so if you also believe in supporting the future of our great republic, and you should, you need to go to amac.us/chicks, sign up. It's a $16 annual membership. That's it. And you get so many discounts on all kinds of things, because this is not the time for you to just sit on the side guidelines and do nothing. If you're not going to be loud and proud about your conservative beliefs, put your money behind someone who will be loud and proud for you, and that is AMAC. AMAC.us/chicks. It's better for you, better for America. You need to sign up right
now. Okay, AMAC, you guys.
So Biden can't remember what he's running for again.
What? Did you guys see how many times he was insane yesterday? Because I started to lose count. Like, I kept putting clips into our lineup for today, and then I was like, oh my God, he won't stop.
Yeah.
He won't stop doing dumb stuff. So the first one was he said again that he was a proud Democrat running for Senate.
Yeah.
And then he, like, kind of fixed it. After he said that, he sort of fixed it. But
how do you fix that?
Well, because he said, then he tried to make it sound like he was listing all the things that he's run for as a proud Democrat. It wasn't a good fix.
No, because he actually said the words, I'm a Democrat running for Senate. And then he was like, oh, crap.
And then he was trying to remember something about his attitude or something he said about Mitt Romney, but he couldn't remember Mitt Romney's
name. You know, that Mormon.
That Mormon guy.
That Mormon. That one Mormon. You guys know the one Mormon that you know? That one guy?
It was really bad, the Mormon. You guys.
Yeah,
and then he
guy.
Had no idea. So he was leaving a podium. I forget what was he in Ohio yesterday?
I think he was in Ohio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's done with, like, you know, his address to the three people that attended. There were actually more Trump supporters screaming at him from, like, a block away than there were people in attendance to actually see him. It was embarrassing. But anyway, at the end of that, he got all discombobulated. And then when he was supposed to leave the stage, he was like, where am I going? Like, he had no idea what to do. He just looked so
old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really, really, really old.
Well, that's because he is. That's because he is.
Yeah.
He's 78 years old. I mean, by the time, if he got into office, by the time he left, he would be 82 years old. And it would just get, he'd be way worse.
Yeah. I mean, it's such an amazing thing to even watch videos of him from just a few years
when
ago.
When he didn't have hair. You guys remember that?
Well, that. But, like, I'm talking just a few years ago when he was so much more together mentally. You know what I mean?
Somebody just wrote, you know the guy!
Right. That's right.
You know the guy!
You know!
Yeah.
Speaking of really old, John McCain's mom just died.
108, you guys.
Can you imagine?
Do you want to live to be 108?
I mean, she seemed pretty, you know.
Like, I don't know if I want to live to be 108, though. I think maybe 98, I'm good. I'm good. I've seen the things.
What if you're
I've
feeling awesome at 98?
If I'm feeling awesome, then I think 100 is good.
Because I would really want to have a 100th birthday.
I know, 100th birthday would be pretty kick-ass.
And I'm expecting you to be there.
Oh, like, okay. I will. That's right.
So,
I'll be 98 at your 100th birthday. So I'll be like, listen, I got two more years. I got two more years.
That's all I can give you.
It's all I got.
I mean, seriously though, I am expecting a big deal.
I think 100 would be good, but 108. I feel like
that is old.
Like I'm, you know, I mean, I already got crow's feet, you guys. I can't imagine what I'm going to look like at 108. It's not going to be pretty.
Well, I mean, no, it's
not going to be. This is not going to be pretty at 108.
And nothing is pretty at 108.
Like, children will be running and screaming. It's not.
But that could be kind of fun.
To see children run from me? Because I don't.
Well, at that point, you're not going to like them. You know what I mean?
I won't like any of you at 108.
Right.
You're
not going to like anybody.
I guess that's the joy of being 108, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Is that basically you're just a. Like, you're a display figure.
Right, and that's the age, well, even way earlier than that, like, even in your 80s and 70s sometimes, people start calling you really cute. Like, they start saying, you're so adorable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're like they're there.
Like, they're there. So, kind of cute.
And then...
And I'm down. I'm down
And
for
you
that.
Can pretend not to hear them. When you actually hear them, you hear every word they say. You can pretend.
That's a bonus.
To, like, be hard of hearing and stuff. But then you're like, yeah, I can hear
you. And you can do things like, say, ah!
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You can say that.
You can do that kind of stuff.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you hear them, and you're onto them... And you know what's up. Like, these people, some of the...
You
like,
could even pretend you have dementia when
totally
you don't.
Totally, when you don't. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, hear all the secrets that people have had forever.
You can just sit and pee your pants if you don't want to. Not have to get up. You know what I mean?
See? That's
there's
another
a lot,
reason.
There's a lot of bonuses.
But mostly the 100th birthday. I gotta have
She just wants to have that 100th birthday. You guys heard it here first. You guys gonna be there?
You guys are all invited.
You guys gonna be there?
Bring we have her, to remind you.
Bring her some vodka.
You guys, there is not gonna be a weekly podcast recorded today and released tomorrow.
It's my fault.
And
I'm going to Texas. I'm out of here.
We're leaving. We're out of here after the show today. And then there will not be videos tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, or Monday.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're just saying that again so that you can make sure not to email us worrying that Facebook has taken us down because they haven't. It's just that we're going on fall break. And so we're not going to be in this state. So that's why we're just telling you that because we want to avoid getting a bajillion emails that say,
she's
oh
gonna
my God,
be
what's happened?
In the South Carolina. I will be in the Texas.
In Beaufort. Beaufort.
And I will be in Texas.
So yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Hey, we're not gonna be here.
Just a quick thing. I saw this yesterday. One of my friends from high school sent this to me, and she was because I had told her like I don't know about a year or two ago. I'm like, you realize that conservatives are the new punk rockers, right? And so we had a conversation about this, and she was like, oh my God, you're so right because Sex Pistols Johnny Rotten says that Trump is the only sensible choice in the 2020 election.
That's quite an endorsement.
Yeah. When Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols is endorsing Trump.
It's a coveted endorsement, really.
Listen, we are the new punk rockers, conservatives. We are the alternative. We're like alternative rock, you guys.
For real.
Because it's when you are liberal, it's so easy to be liberal. It's so easy. You are basically like groupthink all the time. You are mainstream. You're groupthink. It's easy. When you're a conservative, you go against, you're basically a salmon swimming upstream. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
You are the salmon. We're the salmon. You know? That's, so, okay. I mean, you can use another analogy if you're not comfortable with the fish analogy. But I'm just saying, you are going against the mainstream.
The stream.
That's you are. You are the punk rockers. Y'all are the punk rockers now. It's true. I've been saying this for quite some time. So good.
And that was like validation.
Yeah,
really.
It was validation.
Because of how, you know, punk rockery they
He's
are.
He's very punk rockery. You don't get much like more punk rockery than the Sex Pistols.
For real.
So I'm just saying. I thought that was kind of funny.
Book update. So thank you so much to all of those of you who have ordered a copy of Write for a Reason in the last couple of days. Thank you so much for that. These are available right through Amazon. Write for a Reason is available just if you want to just get a copy for yourself. You can order it from Amazon. If you want an inscribed copy, you can do that. You just go to our website, chicksontheright.com, and then look for the thing that says get the book. And then there's instructions about how to do that. And it looks like a lot of you have done that in the last few days, which so appreciate, right? However, we are waiting right now for a shipment of books to come for us to inscribe and ship off. And usually that can be pretty slow. So I expect that if you've ordered on any time since October 10th, because that was the last time I think that we did a shipment, if you've ordered since the 10th of October, for sure, by the end of the month, you'll get your book. But it could be around the end of the month because of how long it's taking for us to get the books to actually sign and send out. So thank you very much for ordering. And we will get to signing and sending just as quickly as they come.
I'm just looking at comments.
What are people talking about?
You know.
We could almost even do a little question or Q&A thing because we're not doing that on Friday.
Oh, that's right. Do we have some time?
We have a little time. We've got 10 minutes. You guys want to chat? What do you want to talk about? Anything?
Anything? You guys have anything you want to ask? Anything? Y'all should do a sticker for the inscription.
What kind of sticker?
Like what?
Why would we do that? And like not handwrite something personal? What kind of sticker?
So glad you get to get away. We're kind of excited to get away.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some guy told us yesterday that we can't do that.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I had to block him. I was so irritated because somebody in watching was like, oh, so you're going to take a fall break this close to the election?
Yeah.
You're going to lose credibility with all of your followers.
We were scolded.
And I'm like,
we were scolded for taking time off.
I'm sorry that we're taking some family time at this particular time leading up to the election. It was so weird, and he was so angry.
We were scolded for taking vacation. I was like, thanks, boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then somebody else was in here yesterday watching. They might be back today. What were they mad at? Because then they left a voicemail. Remember?
What was he pissed off?
Oh, the Superman shirt.
The Superman. Yeah, because we were talking about the Superman thing, how Trump was going to maybe go out with the Superman shirt. We're like, ha ha, that's funny.
It would have been so great.
And he was like, that is disgraceful. You guys are shameful to say that that would have been funny. You've made a mockery of this presidency. Your popularity is a mockery.
He said our popularity was shameful.
It's shameful. Like, I can't believe you guys have any popularity at all. It's shameful. I mean, he just went on and on. And
it was great.
He was very angry.
I love it when people do that. Because I know that he's probably in here right now just obsessing. Because he left voicemail. I mean, he watched and then he, like, looked up our phone number and then left a voicemail. That's how mad he was.
Very angry at
us. Hi, if you're out there, hi.
Yeah. So mad.
Dude, like, find something else to do. Because that's weird. It's so weird to follow people that you hate. I would never do that. I would never do that.
I said I was going to do Bernie. Hey. You got horse shorts on? I'm asking once again for your financial support.
There you go. There's your Bernie.
There's
your Bernie for the day.
It's been too long.
You in Liverpool. In Liverpool.
Oh, is there somebody in the UK watching?
We always talk like Charles.
Prince Charles. Is so fancy.
So constipated. He's very constipated.
Indubitably.
Yes, quite.
Yes. Okay, now see, somebody is saying that she heard that nobody showed up for the Biden rally yesterday. It's so weird, right? He keeps going to places in Ohio, and literally, I don't know if they're just not telling anyone that he's coming, but nobody is going. I think it's just his staffers that sort of sit 6 feet apart in their big circles on the ground, and just nobody comes.
If I have to choose an Afghan hound or a salmon, I would choose Afghan hound. That's what I would choose.
Yeah, we did have some weird analogies today.
Yeah, it's my brain. I'm sorry.
Let me make sure that there's nothing else going on. Oh, Harry Reid is being... Remember him? Harry Reid, you guys.
Remember?
Still a thing. Mm-hmm. He is being very outspoken right now. Apparently there's a documentary that's either coming out or out about UFOs. And he's saying that the government has been hiding so many secrets from all of us and we deserve to know what we know about UFOs. And he's like really, he's talking a lot about it.
I kind of love this.
I do too.
I totally believe that they hide stuff about UFOs. Don't y'all?
And why? Like, what is the...
Because panic. People will panic and freak out.
But why would we panic? Would you?
No, I wouldn't panic, but you know other people would be all freaky and panicky about it.
Really?
Yeah, because it'd be like, oh my God, aliens.
But you know, what would you actually do?
We all don't know that Mark Zuckerberg is an alien. Duh.
Right.
I mean, hello.
See, and are we panicking?
I'm not panicked about it. I mean, we all know he's from the planet Gleeborg 9.
That's fine.
Don't we all know that?
I mean, I don't know why.
I feel like we've told you guys that on several occasions. You guys aren't panicked about it, are you?
I feel like we as a country can handle knowing about
really, can
UFOs.
We handle it? Can we really handle it? Have you seen the left? Can we handle it?
I mean, I feel like we could.
No.
Don't you
they
guys
can't handle Donald Trump as president. No. They
That's
can't
true.
Handle aliens.
Well, the good news is that so many of them are already so busy at screaming at the sky.
Yeah.
That really, now is the time. Everybody's already screaming at the sky.
Yeah, I don't know.
So let's do it.
I don't know if they can handle the aliens. I think the aliens are probably looking at us going, oh, hell no. We're just going to drive on by.
Like, there's got to be
fine.
Better places
it's
than
It's like
this.
We got to find another place to inhabit. Because y'all are crazy.
Those people are crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Also, did you guys see the video yesterday of Kim Jong-un crying?
Well, I'd cry too if I were him.
But like, he's crying because of his failures. Like, he was telling a crowd that he felt really bad about his failures. Like, he was showing weakness, which is not what that family is about
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
And it was weird, too, because he was like, he was talking about failures with COVID, which he's claimed that there's no cases of anyway.
He was bound to crack, don't you
think? Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
He's cracking.
Maybe that's what it is.
He's going to, like, be fed to the dogs, you guys. Yeah. Someone's going to feed him to the dogs. It's going to be his sister. His sister's evil.
His sister is kind of a biatch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. It was very odd to see that because that's just, you know, he's always trying to present himself as, like, the strong man dude. And
but in reality, he's just a weak cheese eater, you know? He's just a sad little boy that wants his daddy to love him.
And feed him cheese.
Give him all the cheese. Sad.
It is kind of sad.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to say goodbye, guys, for the next 4 days.
All right. So we will talk to you on Tuesday. You guys.
It'll be
we'll miss you. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. You guys have a great